Hello and welcome. This is Performing Monkey, Part 2. And you should only listen to the second part of the fantasy after you have enjoyed the first part. And only if you wanted more after the first part. In this part, you are going to experience your next performance. Now, if you want to experience it, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and let it out. Focus on my voice, relax, and let's begin. And now, before I really pull you down into a deep trance, I would like you to imagine something for me. I would like you to imagine a collar. That's right. And it's up to you what kind of collar you imagine. It might be made of leather. It might be made of steel. It might be a very simple design. Or it might be very decorative. That's completely up to you, because this is your collar, and this collar is your contribution to this trance. That's right. Now I want you to imagine putting the collar onto your neck. Imagine it around your neck. Imagine how it would feel. The material, the structure of the surface, the temperature, and just know that it's around your neck. And now just relax and imagine that I'm clipping a leash to your collar. It's a simple but very strong chain leash, and the chain has exactly 30 links, and at the end of it there's a leather loop around my wrist. That's right. And right now the chain hangs there slack between us, and then I start to slowly pull you closer, link by link, as I count down the 30 links until I reach your collar. 30. To feel the slack getting less and less, and yet you still have freedom to move. 28. It's getting less and less. 27. Because with every number I take more direct control over you. I limit your freedom of movement a little bit more. 26. I pull you down a little bit, because you feel as I take control over your body with this leash, how I also take control over your mind. 25. And you can feel it. You can feel your mind slowly dropping. 24. Slowly taken over by my control. 23. As I slowly pull you closer and closer, limiting your freedom of movement while I limit the freedom of movement for your thoughts. 22. Getting your body closer and closer while your mind focuses closer and closer on my voice. 21. As you sink deeper and deeper as I pull you down. 20. Falling, drifting,
sinking deeper. 19, as you slowly get closer and closer, feeling my control growing stronger and stronger. 18, as you drift down, as I pull you in, as I take more and more control, you can feel your mind slipping away, slipping down. 17, it's freedom limited more and more, it's focus completely shifting to me, focused only on me. 16, as I pull you closer and closer, as you feel the effects, as you feel me restricting your body, restricting your thoughts, as you focus only on my voice. 15, and it feels better and better. The closer you come, the more control I take, the more you feel that I will take good care of you, keep you safe. 14, because you know you can let go, you can drift down, fall. 13, because you know that I take good care of you, that I protect you, that I guide you. 12, just like the leash can guide your body, my voice will guide your mind, will guide your thoughts, will guide your fantasies. 11, as you drift down, fall, fade, sinking deeper and deeper, deeper into my control. 10, as I pull you closer in. 9, you feel it, you feel the control stronger and stronger. 8, the leash is getting shorter and shorter, your mind helplessly focusing more and more on my words as I pull you in, pulling your thoughts inward and downward. 7, and even though you feel me pulling the leash closer and closer, your body fades away more and more. It's more like I have a leash around your mind, pulling your mind closer and closer, deeper into my words. 6, that's right, you feel your mind being pulled down, being pulled deeper and deeper, feeling better and better. 5, as you let go of all of your thoughts, focus more on my voice. 4, fading away, drifting, floating, falling. 3, so heavy, you feel my hand getting so close, your leash so short, holding your thoughts so close to my voice. 2, and you just let go, you just sink, you just enjoy the submissive bliss, enjoy the control. 1, the last link in your chain, my hand almost touching your collar, my voice almost touching your thoughts. And 0, I slide my fingers under your collar, holding you firmly, steadily, making you feel protected and safe. And in the same way, you feel my voice wrapping itself around your thoughts, holding them firmly, guiding them, keeping them safe as you fall, as you float, as you sink, feeling so controlled, so deep, protected, knowing that I will guide you, that I will take good care of you. That's right.
And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time to return to my circus. Time to return to your new life as my little performing monkey. That's right, little monkey. It's time to go back there, right back to where we left off. And again, you're going to find that the longer you are listening, the more I describe, the more real and vivid the experience will become. And with every second you are listening to my voice, you will immerse yourself deeper and deeper and ever deeper into this wonderful fantasy, allowing it to become completely real, completely vivid, completely lifelike, just like a dream is completely real as long as you are dreaming. And now, my little monkey, now it's time to go back, time to get back into your cage, get back to where we left off. And I just locked you into your new monkey cage. You're still wearing your collar. You still feel the coins in your holes. And you are still leashed to my music box. And you can still feel your connection to the magical music box, can't you? The little monkey, deeply embedded in your mind, getting stronger and stronger with every second, as your old self becomes more and more powerless. No, it's not fading away. It's still there, witnessing every single depraved act you're doing. Or to be precise, the little monkey brain that is controlling you now is doing, as if you are helplessly restrained in the back of your mind, forced to watch what the little monkey does, helplessly reduced to a mere passenger in your own body, forced to helplessly witness your own humiliation. That's right. And with every second, you are locked to my music box. You can feel the monkey in your mind growing stronger, gaining more control over your body, and your old self becoming weaker and weaker, more and more trapped in the back of your mind. And even though you are helplessly trapped in the back of your mind, even your old self is seduced by the joy of delighting your audience. That's right. It was so intoxicating, so pleasurable to perform for your audience. And you can already feel the desire for the next show. Even though you have no doubt that you are going to be humiliated beyond belief yet again, you already crave your next fix. You want to feel the eyes of the audience on your body. You want to hear them laughing. You want to hear them cheering. You want to put on a show because you are a little performing monkey. And so you just kneel there in the cage as my little performing monkey, slowly getting all the coins out of your holes, little monkey, so that you are ready for the next show, ready for your next performance. And you're already excited for it, aren't you, little monkey? You can't wait to get your next fix, to have an audience. That's right. You need an audience because you are a little performing monkey. And once you have removed all the coins from your body, you give in. Give in to your primitive pleasures as a little monkey. And you start rubbing yourself, pleasuring yourself, rubbing yourself like a little monkey. Because that's what you are. Just a stupid little monkey, unable to keep her hands off herself. You are just a dumb, mindless animal in heat. That's right. So you pleasure yourself, stroking yourself, rubbing yourself like a stupid little monkey until I come back. That's right, my little monkey. I'm back to prepare you for your next show, my little monkey. And so I unlock your cage and let you out. And I have a bowl of water and a bowl with a few nuts for you. And I put them both down on the ground. And you start eating and drinking because you're hungry, you're thirsty, and you need your energy for your next show, little monkey. You are just a performing monkey. You know you have to be ready for your next show, little monkey. Ready to make your audience happy, little monkey. And once you are done eating and drinking, little monkey, I give you a new costume, another little belly dancer costume, a little performing monkey costume, and you put it on, getting ready for your show, getting ready to be exposed, to be shown off like a fucking stupid little monkey, because that's what you are, a little performing monkey. And once you're done and you're ready for the show, I pick up the music box. The music box you are still leashed to. I pick it up and I begin playing, and instantly the monkey takes control over your body and you start dancing like a little monkey, dancing around to the music. And I begin to lead you on your leash and you are following me, dancing to the music, dancing around behind me. And because we still have time till your next performance, little monkey, I just stroll over the circus grounds, have you perform a little bit, have you dance around the visitors, make you beg them for some peanuts. Or maybe I throw you a few peanuts to show off how good you are at catching them. How happy you are when you catch a peanut and you're dancing and jumping around excitedly like a happy little monkey and everybody is cheering and laughing and having fun. That's right, little monkey. And there's nothing you can do about it. The music simply controls you. And the little monkey brain is completely in charge of your body. All you can do is watch and feel the strange mixture of humiliation and pride. Proud because you are entertaining your audience, and humiliated because you are being treated like just a little performing monkey by everyone around you. You are treated like an animal, like a little performing monkey, and you are completely trapped between the humiliation and the pride. And as if that wouldn't fuck enough with your mind, you're also becoming more and more aroused, more and more horny, as you're exposed, as you're humiliated and degraded, as I make you beg for peanuts, dance around people, catch peanuts, or just dance in different ways, knowing that you always dance like a little monkey, because you are just a little performing monkey, a cute little monkey trying to act human. And after a long time of walking around on a circus grounds, advertising your show, entertaining all the visitors, we are finally getting to the spot for your show. And you know it. You're already getting excited as we near it. And you wonder, is it just your inner monkey that is getting excited for the next show? Or are you already getting excited too? Is it your monkey that is already getting wet and horny? Or is it you too? Or maybe there's no difference and you simply are a little performing monkey. As I reach the spot, the music stops. You are suddenly released from the control of the music while I set up my music box and get ready to start the show. You're just sitting there, sitting on the ground in front of me, being incredibly excited and aroused for the show that's soon to begin. And because you're horny and aroused and excited, you simply begin to rub yourself like a little monkey. That's right, little monkey. You are simply rubbing yourself. And a part of you is happy that you are so shame-free, while another part of you is horrified and humiliated at the fact that you are such a shameless animal. That's right, little monkey. You are becoming a completely shame-free animal. You don't care that all the people who stop and watch laugh and point at you. You are just pleasuring yourself. When I begin the show.
Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Viva's Magical Circus. I am the Evil Weaver, and I have the honor to present to you today, P-Brain, the horny little monkey. Step closer and enjoy the show.
And this time, little monkey, with you touching yourself, nobody asks why you are a horny little monkey. It's pretty obvious to anyone. But as the music starts, you also begin to dance, dancing to my tune, dancing for me, twirling around, jumping around, losing yourself in the dance, and feeling the pleasure growing within you, the pleasure of performing, of being a good little performing monkey, as you dance, as you twirl, as you jump. And yet, then your dancing is suddenly changing. You're beginning to dance a lot less excitedly and a lot more sensually and sexy. Well, the best imitation of sexy a little monkey like you could do. And deep down in your mind, you know it. You know you are not sexy. You are ridiculous. You are a little joke. And you can feel the laughter of the audience rolling over you. And it feels so fucking good. And yet, it's getting worse. Because suddenly you realize you are beginning to strip. Or at least do a relatively awkward imitation of a stripping human. Because you are just a little monkey. But you feel it. You begin to rip your costume off your body to throw it away. Suddenly your breasts are naked. And not long after, you are completely naked, dancing, imitating a human, moving sexy, acting sexy, a stripper enticing its audience. And you're mimicking it. And you can hear the laughter of the audience rolling over you, the fun they have, the amusement you give them, because you are such a good little performing monkey. And then I call out for volunteers again, and this time I choose two young women, twins, identical twins, even dressed identical, and they both come to me. And I whisper a few instructions into their ears, give both of them a handful of peanuts, and then let them play with my little pea brain. They both take a position on either side of you, so that they may be 10 steps apart. And the first one calls you, here pea brain, and offers you a peanut. And you come running over, eating the peanut out of her hand, before you hear the other one call you, here pea brain, and you run to her, and back and forth you go. And sometimes they call you back and forth even before you reach one, making you run back and forth, having fun with you, confusing the little pea brain, here pea brain, no, here pea brain, get your peanut. Here, pea brain, get your peanut. And you run back and forth. The audience is laughing, having fun. The twins clearly have fun playing with you, teasing you, making you run back and forth. And then they both begin throwing peanuts all around. You really have to run around if you want to catch one. They really make you run and jump, working hard for every single peanut, and delighting the audience with a show. And only when they're both finally have run out of peanuts, one of them calls you, here pea brain, and then pulls out something else I gave her, a nice big dildo. And you see it, and your monkey brain instantly reacts, because the dildo is in the shape of a banana. Not that you think it's a banana. Even your monkey brain knows very well what it is, and it just wants to shove it into you. And that's exactly what you want to do. And so you run up to her, running up to her. But she throws the dildo over to her twin, over your head. You try to catch it, but you're too slow. And so you run back to her twin. But she throws it over your head again. And again, and again. And back and forth you run, getting more and more frantic, more and more desperate, to the delight of the audience. It's laughing and cheering, and getting louder and louder. And you're running after the dildo, getting more and more excited, more and more desperate, screeching, jumping. You want it, you need it, you crave it. You forget everything else, you just run after the dildo, after the little yellow banana. You need it so much. And only after they made you run back and forth several times, one of them has mercy with you and offers you your little banana, little monkey. And you just grab it from her hand, jumping around, screeching, so happy, before you practically instantly end up on the ground and you shove the banana into yourself, pummeling it into yourself, pumping it into yourself, feeling the pleasure exploding, intoxicating your little monkey mind. You hear the audience, the laughter has become so fucking loud, but all it does is just increase your pleasure. Because all you want to do is shove this banana into yourself, and you do, you play with yourself helplessly, furiously, pumping the banana into yourself. You are completely lost in your pleasure, and so you don't even realize what's happening around you. Suddenly, a big rough hand grabs your banana and pulls it out of your snatch and out of your hand. Confused, you look up. 5 younger guys stand around you, looking down at you, and one of them is your banana. And before you know what's going on, they're spreading out further around you, and the one with the banana is waving it at you, teasing you with it. And so you get up and approach the guy with the banana, but he just throws it to someone else, and you're getting frustrated, even more frustrated than you were before, even more frantic than you were before. You want your banana back, you want your dildo back, you want to fuck yourself. And so you begin to run after your banana as they throw it around from one to the other, teasing you with it, always throwing it to someone else. And then while you run after it, they suddenly begin to tease you. Suddenly you feel a spank on your ass. A hand pinching your ass. A hand groping your tits. A hand gliding over your pussy and rubbing your little monkey clit. Making you even more aroused. Driving you even more frantic as you run around, as you screech, as you jump. All you can think of is getting your banana. And you're getting teased more and more. You feel the hands playing with you, teasing you, driving you insane with pleasure, making you run wildly after your little yellow banana. And at some point, they actually give it to you. And instantly you're back on the ground, shoving the banana into yourself, pleasuring yourself, feeling the pleasure, enjoying the vibration, shoving the banana into your cunt, pleasuring yourself with it, losing yourself in the pleasure when suddenly a rough hand takes it away again. The audience is almost crying from laughter, and you're getting more and more frustrated. All you can think of is a banana, and yet they just keep teasing you for a little bit longer. Before they take it completely away, suddenly it's gone. And they leave you too. And you're just sitting there, standing there, confused, horny, lost. And as you slowly realize what just happened, also incredibly humiliated. And then the music changes again. And you become horny again and you pleasure yourself right there where you are, drop to the ground and begin to rub your clit, rub your pussy, rub your monkey, rub, just helplessly rubbing yourself, losing yourself in the pleasure. And while you rub yourself as if your life would depend on it, I announce that the show is almost over and I'm going to send you around soon to collect some tips. And only when I'm done with the show, the music stops and you're able to stand up to collect the tips. Your face is still sex flushed. Your pussy is wet and dripping. Your hands are wet with your moisture. And you run around, your mouth wide open, your pussy wide open, allowing all the people to shove their coins into your cunt, shove their coins into your mouth. Yes, You feel all those hands entering your body, invading your body. And this time, the show has a really big audience, and more people want to stuff a few coins or a few bills into you. And they all do, there's a real queue, and you have to go from one to the other, and you feel all their hands violating your body, invading your body, shoving the coins into you, until you're completely filled up with coins and bills, like you're running around as my private little ATM. Or maybe just my one-armed bandit, or one-armed monkey. Maybe I have to pull on your arm later and see if I get the jackpot, little monkey. But you're still collecting tips, feeling all those hands in you, on your body, in your holds, invading your body, violating your body, filling you with coins and bills. And then you're finally done, and finally can take your bow, and we leave it. We leave the main space and go back to your cage. Back to your cage and lock you back into your cage. But this time before I lock you up, I want to take the money out of you. And you feel my hand beginning to work on your pussy, beginning to work my way in there, and beginning to slowly get all the coins out of there while driving you insane with pleasure. That's right. And only when you're completely empty, I lock you up in the cage, and then I sit down next to the cage and begin to play the music box, and you feel the heat exploding into your body, liquid heat burning like lava through your body. Desire, pleasure, you stroke yourself, you rub yourself, you tease yourself, you pleasure yourself. After a while, I even throw you your banana and you tease yourself with your banana, and I just keep going and going and going and going and going until you are nothing but a little monkey. And now it's time to leave this little fantasy. In a moment, I'm going to wake you up, and once you awake, you are going to find that you will have incredibly vivid memories of everything that happened within this fantasy. That's right. You will have a completely vivid memory of everything that happened, and you will easily remember every little detail. And now it's time to wake up. I count up from 1 to 10, and when I reach 10, you will be wide awake and fully alert and aware. Now let's begin. 1, slowly coming back. 2, more and more alert. 3, more and more awake. 4, as you come back further and further. 5, halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware. 6, your muscles build up tension again. 7, pulse, breathing, blood pressure, all your vital signs are normalizing. And 8, take a deep breath in with me now. And let it out. Now wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers as you completely wake up. And 9, stretch yourself, enjoy this wonderful state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will open your eyes, you'll be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. And 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware, completely awake and feeling refreshed and wonderful. Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this trip back into my circus. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.